Did you know that the Podfix Network, home of Perfect Package Podcast, Mouse and Weens, Old Man Orange, and more, has its own network podcast? Go wherever fine podcasts are found and look for Podfix Presents. Network highlights, interviews, roundtables, and more. All showcasing the eclectic depth of Podfix talent. So subscribe today. Podfix Presents on your podcast app of choice. And check us out at www.podfixnetwork.com, at Podfix on Twitter, and official_Podfix on the gram. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.
Podfix. Hello, my name is Sav Chagrin, president of the Podfix Network. Have you always wondered how to make a great podcast? To be the next Mark Rogan, Boozy Murder Babes, or my cousin and a cousin, and we? Well, look no further. Instead, start to listen. Over the next 30 days, I will provide you with samples of the amazing shows on the Podfix Network. Example upon example of how to do it right. How to win in the podcasting game. It's easy if you know all the tricks of the trade, and I do. I have shared most of it with the shows on the Podfix Network. At the end of 30 days, you, your listener, and viral podcast hopeful, will be provided the opportunity to take my official masterclass, How to Become an Uber Successful and Enigmatically Entertaining Podcaster, like all of the amazing members of the Podfix Network have done by listening to industry expert, Sav Chagrin. I know it's a mouthful, but there is really no other way to describe such an extensive and result-driven program. To receive your exclusive invite to this masterclass, one which I normally charge $1,000 per person, but you will get free of charge, make sure you subscribe to Podfix Presents, wherever you find the best podcasts in the world. Then, and this is important, make sure to rate and review our fine programming. 5 stars will be fine, even though I assure you, you'll want to give it more. At the end of March, 5 lucky go-getters will win Podfix Network prize packs, including a mug, magnet, and stickers. Now, without further ado, let's start to change your podcast life forever.
Welcome to P3. P3. 5 picks. 1 perfect package. Transmitting to you from the Podfix Network, it's time for the Perfect Package Podcast.
So tonight what we're going to do is we're going to actually create the perfect package.
Oh.
Well, we'll call it the perfect package, I guess, for simplicity purposes. We're going to draft our favorite things about the show. Maybe it was picks. Maybe it was banter. Maybe it was just we showed up. I don't know. So we're going to just kind of roll it down in no particular order, at least for me, really. Kind of. But, I mean, when you put them all together, it's like, it's all great. It's all fun.
Yeah, I don't have any particular order. I had a hugely fun time. That's not a way to say that. Whatever. I had a hugely fun time going back and listening through our old episodes. I put them on 3x speed, which both of our laughs at 3x speed are hilarious. I'm pretty sure anybody's laugh at 3x speed is hilarious, but I was really enjoying it. But yeah, so no particular order for me either, just kind of some of my favorite moments.
I love it. That's exactly what I'm doing. So Dave is the favorite, and definitely I think most of the things on my list are Dave bits. It's just how it works out. I mean, I couldn't have picked a better fucking co-host, so that's just how it worked out. But anyway, I'm gonna let you kick us off tonight. Let's run them down. Where do you want to start in the perfect package?
I'm gonna start, and the moment that I picked is less consequential than what came out of it. And that's from our first, it was like we were in a roll. We were on a roll of holiday episodes. And I think it was the last one we did in like the Halloween, Christmas, New Year's, like back to back to back. We were slamming those out. Obviously, those holidays are close together. It was the New Year's episode. And I think it was the first time that we were just like, yeah, also that. Yeah, also that, like, not to say that our picks were adversarial beforehand, but it certainly was like we would get through a list and there'd be somewhere maybe halfway through or maybe even the first pick, you'd be like, I don't know about that one. I don't know. This was the first one where we were just like, yes, 100%. I agree with everything that you're saying right now. So yeah, that was my first one where I'm talking about having a moment at a party.
Do you want to name this clip?
I actually named all of them.
Okay.
And I called this one vibing, peeking at a party.
All right. So from the perfect New Year's Eve episode, here it is.
Peaking is that moment when you're like, oh man, it's teetering on the brink of anxiety, right? Maybe you're in your lottery fancy party. There's like 400 people here and you're wandering through the crowd and you realize you're in the middle of a bunch of people who you, not to say you barely know, but you don't know as well as you might have otherwise been at a party with people that you really know. Or you realize, oh man, I'm a little too drunk and I can't stand up straight. Or you realize, I don't know, you realize something and you just have a moment where you peak. You hit a high point and you're like, oh, you get emotional vertigo and you're teetering up there. And then you back off that ledge somehow. Don't know how. Maybe somebody just comes to talk to you and you're like, ah, I'm back in reality again.
So you're talking that moment when you're feeling, as they say, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, there's no, you're not going up from this point.
No.
And it's not quite, you're not leveling off, but it's, you need to come down. You need to come down now.
Yes.
And it's that mixture, like you said, of anxiety. Who are all these people? Why the hell did I invite so many people?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to make it to midnight before I, you know, ruin my shoes?
yeah. Like just kind of like, free associating God, your thoughts.
Yeah. God, I hope I don't throw up tonight. There's so many people here that I just met and everybody's being dope.
You get too introspective. Like things are going too well. You get too introspective about that and you're so close to freaking out and then something saves you and you're like, oh, that was a moment.
Or, and I don't think I've had this on New Year's. I've had this on my birthday before, where you're having a good time and then there's just a temporary lull in the night.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you that split second where just a shred of regret gets in there and you start getting retrospective of the year and be like, oh God, I wish I would have done X, Y, and Z this year.
Yes. Yes. That is one of those peaking moments.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We're having such a good time. And then it just calmed down for just a second, long enough for your brain to kick back on and go, hey, you know, you should have called your mom before you had this party. What if something happens tonight?
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. You get me. You get me.
I got you.
It is very much so. The reason I call it peaking, it's very much so when you're on a roller coaster and you're going up that first big hill. And the whole way up, you're like, oh, hell yeah, this is about to be dope. It's about to be the best thing. It's about to be fucking awesome. Then you get to the top and you're like, why did I do this? Oh, my God, what am I even doing? And then you have the stomach drop and then you're like, oh, right, this is the best. I love this.
Exactly. Yeah, love it. Yeah. I've never would have thought of that in a million years. Yeah. I love it.
All right.
You know, this is the one draft. I think we finally hit a draft where we're both on the same page.
Yeah.
We like, both like what we're both picking.
Just so vibing.
What the fuck are you doing? I think it's what's this going to be? 13 episodes it took us to get.
Lucky 14, number 13.
15. Actually, I think Christmas was 13. Anyway.
Oh. All right.
But yeah, we did it in under 15 episodes. Fuck yeah, man.
Awesome. Very awesome. I think that was foreshadowing. Like, honestly, that leads into when we finally decided to switch over to just doing our picks and our lists together.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot more of those moments, and I like those. I like just kind of building off and vibing on each other's picks and being like, yes, and. Just one that I enjoyed. Like, honestly, I think this is when I first realized I could just say what I wanted. And you were going to be cool with it. Like, I already had that sense, but I think this is where I just kind of broke. And this was from the Thanksgiving plate episode.
The bonus episode.
The bonus episode, where we're talking about, vegetables. I believe we're talking about green bean casserole. And I just, it was this pre-PSA?
I think this was, You were doing some semblance of it, but this is when you acknowledge that I have to do this every episode.
Yeah.
Because you actually say it in this clip.
Okay.
So let's hear it.
Since we're already on that time, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. But it's that white people do bland vegetables. Just bland vegetables. I don't understand how you guys are so bad at making vegetables taste good. Like, listen, your chefs do it just fine, but your chefs, whenever they do it, they're like doing some sort of ethnic food. Like, they're making Spanish something or other, or you know, the recipe is from somewhere else. But when it's just like European vegetables, it sucks. They're bland and they're boiled and they're boring. And I don't get it. It's like, it's not that hard. Just put spices on them, fry them, or boil them with other things that are tasty. Like, what is the holdup? I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't know, man.
I had a lot of white friends when I was a kid, and I hated going over their houses, not because of anything else except for the vegetables. Like, at my house, I'll eat the vegetables because they're good. You know what? That's my advice for this week. White people, if you're having trouble getting your kids to eat your vegetables, it's because your vegetables suck. Cook them better.
Try harder.
Try harder. Make your vegetables taste good. I don't know, man. Like, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Is it a little unhealthy? Sure. Vegetables should not be cooked in that much salt. They should not have that much sodium on them. But look, man, you're getting the positive benefits of the vegetables themselves. And, you know, just work out. Drink a lot of water.
Sweat it out.
Just make better vegetables, man.
That was one of the first PSAs.
And it still holds true to this day. I want you to know that. It still holds true to this day. I don't understand it. It upsets me, but.
All right. so good. Mine is not a PSA, but it is a Dave moment. It's a short moment. Okay. It was a very short moment, but it birthed a legacy.
Oh.
Well, at least in my mind. Maybe you'll remember this particular moment from episode 33.
I love Janice. She's just a good character. Lead guitarist. I have forever. Now, mind you, I generically have a lady boner, but just a regular boner. For ladies who play guitar, it's just awesome.
I have a regular boner.
Yeah. Just ladies who play guitar, something about it. Now, mind you, that
so
is...
So you have a boner for the Muppet. Now, for, that is a thing. You had me on the pigeons. I wasn't sure of that. But there's a whole world for you, Dave.
Whole world, man.
Just embrace it.
Just, you know, it's like it was a related comment that didn't have anything to do with Muppets specifically.
The birth of the regular boner, huh?
Not a lady boner, but a regular boner.
At least you clarified. Yeah, that was one of my favorites from the Big Brother casting of Muppets. Emily was on that one. That was a good one. God, that was a good
one. That was a fun episode.
Yeah.
That was a fun episode.
We got to do another one like that soon.
Oh, most certainly.
We can just start running down all the fucking reality shows.
Also the beginning of one of our significant callback characters, I guess. And this would be the first time we ever mentioned Uncle Tony. it was the barbecue playlist part two. We had Anthony on.
Yes, from Capes on the Couch.
We had Anthony on from Capes on the Couch. And we got to talking about that uncle that shows up, and God, just seriously to this day, when somebody says, what do you know about? My arm just gets thrown back. Oh man. I loved that conversation. Oh, we gotta do something with, Tony and Doc soon.
Oh, absolutely. Let's check in with Uncle Tony.
I'm going to follow along with Anthony's, lead here. I need one for the older crowd, slightly, but this one's for the Aunt Janice equivalent on the other side, the uncle that just doesn't have his shit together.
For Dave, the drunk uncle.
Exactly. Like, I plan to be this dude in about 10 years, I think I need a little bit more time to like ease into it. But the uncle who kind of doesn't have his shit together shows up in the classic caddy. It's a little rundown, but he takes care of it like way too well. And he's bumping this as he rolls up. And you know, he's going to say some sideways shit to a couple of family members who like give him shit for showing up late and probably drunk. And then he's going to pull Aunt Janice into a hug because they're like best friends because they're both a mess. So for that uncle, I got Five on It by Lunice.
Nice. Nice.
Because it's subtle enough. It's subtle enough that the kids
what
are
is
like,
subtle oh, about this that is, song.
Yeah. Well, the kids are going to be like, and everybody else is going to be like, come on, man. Why? Why are we talking about this right now?
Now your uncle and, you know, like one or two of them cousins, they're going to leave when that song comes on. They're going to leave the party for like 20 minutes. And then they're going to come back.
And they're just going to be like,
what's up?
You know, somebody's dad is going to be like, nah, y'all, no, y'all got to go. Y'all got to go.
Somebody like, what?
And what? It's funny because that uncle on one half of my family is actually my Uncle Tony. Uncle Tony was a hot mess. Way too smart for his own good. And also would show up and you'd be like, yo, Tony, you need to get your car fixed. And he's like, huh? He's like, it's smoking. And then he's like, oh, yeah, we good. Like, all right, Uncle Tony, shit.
Tony shows up. He's got a 12-pack with one or two of them missing already.
Already. Two of them missing, one in his hand. Puts them in the cooler and he's like, those are mine, by the way.
I started that one.
Yeah, that is my pick for the drunk uncle who's probably doing something else.
We just did a whole run. We just did three back-to-back episodes that were heavy Tony episodes.
Yeah. All right, what do you got? What do you got lined up? What are you going to finish us off with?
Well, I think it's a perfect place to finish because it's not only one of my favorites, it is actually many listeners' favorite Dave PSAs. And I think the only way to do this justice, it's only 2.5 minutes anyway, but actually it may be less than that. But I think the only way to do it justice is to play it in its entirety with the reactions at the end. And there are reactions because this was live at Miss Pillion River Brewing.
So my words of wisdom for tonight follow a pattern of what I've been talking about the entire time. And I realize that my live shows, when you allow me to have a Hegrid or two before we start, have a tendency to focus on sexual issues. So I'm going to continue on that track. Playlists. I don't know. I can't actually speak for ladies on this, but I will speak for gentlemen on this. Stop putting weird fucking songs on your fucking playlists. Like, don't be like, oh, I'm going to take some girl back to my house and we're going to have a good time. And I'm going to put on some weird song that there's no rhythm to. And I'm just going to be awkward about it. Like, I'm more jamming out to the song than I am actually like fucking. Like, that's weird. Don't do that, man. Grab some shit on your playlist that is rhythmic. 4/4 fucking time signatures where you can feel your rhythm and you can get into it without being in your own head about your time signature. Unless you are a musician, and then switch that shit up.
You imagine doing it to like 5/4, like listening to Fish where they change the signatures up all the time. You'd be like,
exactly. And if you are a musician and you think you're being cute by putting on like Biggie's Kicking the Door and you're just like, I'm going to go 3/4 over 4/4 and she's over here expecting and you're going fuck off, dude. Nobody wants that shit. Just do what you're supposed to do. Don't try and defy expectations with your rhythm unless you know what you're doing. You're not Mozart, bitch. Stroke right.
Don't ever ask me to do this. He's so awesome at it.
That's why he does it.
Yes.
That is why you do it, man.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. This is what happens when you give me a couple of drinks and then you just let me talk.
So there's that. But anyway, that's all. That's all we're talking about. So that's it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And until next time, we'll talk to you then.
Deuces.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Perfect Package Podcast. Visit us online at p3show.com. The Perfect Package is part of the Podfix Network and produced by Dick Cabeza. Until next time, I'm Keith Kramer, and this is the Perfect Package Podcast.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following at Podfix on Twitter, official_Podfix on Instagram, at Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.